أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
don't understand what that is. Can you hear me on
it?
Can you hear me? Is that something else on? Oh, that's me. All right. Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. The halal industry do for self. Excuse me. I don't know what it is that we have our problems when we get on the air, but nonetheless, we thank Allah for the opportunity, regardless how much we may miss out on. We're thankful to Allah for what we're able to get. Utilizing today's topic, what do it take to build? Number one, as I've probably said already at some point, faith in God. Now, any of us can argue the point that we may see some people who look like they don't have faith in God, but they build. But the best thing to have first is faith in God, faith in Allah for us. I don't have a problem saying God. I speak English. And for me, I'm not talking about two or three. There's one God, the God, who created everything, the heavens and the earth, everything that lives on it, everything that moves about, everything that seems dead to us but still has life. In other words, the sand, the earth, dirt seems to be dead to us. It don't get up and walk around like we do. It don't move about like insects. But it has its form of life that Allah has allowed it to serve not only humanity, but everything that exists. And as I mentioned last week, when we look at even the insects, they build. They build their community life. The smallest of things we've watched. I haven't watched things that are smaller. There are many things that exist that are smaller that brings something to mind that you don't want to sit and watch them. Unless, I guess, you're scientific, you're trying to cure something or whatever the case may be. But for myself, I've seen, like many of us, ants working in dirt and working on concrete. Finding a hole in the edges of dirt, sometimes, and that's their way in and out of their house. But when we're talking like this, we're talking about human beings. It's good to include everything to show you and show myself that Allah hasn't left anything out. But we have to first have the very first thing. Is have faith in God. If we don't have faith in God, it doesn't mean we won't make it. It just means that that individual, that group, hasn't been taught enough about God to have faith. It could mean some people who have lost their faith. Something happened to them and they just gave up on faith. But we know that the nature of the human being, his character, or his movement, we've proven over and over again. Here it is in 2023. I'm not talking about 1600 or something, or even going all the way back to Adam. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about now that things have been scientifically proven, that things exist because of a power greater than all of us together. Greater than the whole creation together. When we listen and study and we hear the scientific answer to things, there's always somebody that says a scientist don't know what he's talking about. Because they don't know what it is, maybe. But when they get down to it, many of the people who have used a scientific eye have produced things in the world that are very beneficial to the people who utilize it. But just on a normal basis, not the scientific basis, not the extra educated one that see things deeper than the average person. I'm talking about just a regular body of people. It has to start with faith. Even if the person, the persons, don't realize the faith that they have is faith that is belonging to God or is deserving of nothing, no one, no entity other than God. We have faith, we learn to have faith in each other. But that's not the faith that we give to God. Many of us, we pray. And in that prayer, we show that we have faith in God. We illustrate that. We can't move God, and most of us that pray, I would think most of us, regardless whether Christian, Muslim, Jewish, or anything other, most of us have grown to the point that we know that we're not doing anything for God. I hate to hear, and I use the term hate, and I don't use it lightly because we're talking about words, but I do dislike strongly to hear people say for the sake of Allah. We can't do nothing for the sake of Allah. Allah tells us our fast and our prayer, nothing reaches him. Nothing, none of it does anything for him. It doesn't move anything one way or the other. We may know that there's a family member, there's a friend in danger, and we pray. And when we finish praying and that person that was in danger is relieved of that danger, not harmed, found safe, and we found that that prayer did something for us, but it does nothing for Allah. It strengthens us when we recognize we can call on an entity, not an individual, but an entity. An entity, that word is not even good enough for it. But an entity that can respond to situations for us. When Allah does something, for instance, if I have a family member and somebody's grabbed them to hurt them, I'm going to pray that they let them go. I might say what I'm going to do to them, but I'm going to pray that they let them go. And if they're let go, that prayer helped me. I'm going to believe that it has something to do with the release, the help that the family member, the friend got. That's our best position. Whoever had the bad thought, if Allah, God, the Creator, moved that person not to do the damage that they were going to do, then my faith increased. My faith increased a great deal. Allah has made us that way. And I understand death. My father, my mother, my brothers, sisters, family members. I got plenty of friends. Plenty. And out of all of their deaths, the worst that touched me is my young son in 2012 who was murdered. Just at turn 19, I like to say 19 years and 47 days old. And I say that for a reason. I don't say it in a bad way. It's just I was born in 1947. So those numbers kind of ring something to my existence. I can connect with that. I don't say it has to mean that. But for me, it gives me a little resolve, a little bold to remember my son's his age, when he died, and what it meant to me. But in that, I have to accept it. My faith makes me be able to accept it. If I didn't have faith, I might be tearing something up. And the young man, you know, the news said, I've told the story before. I don't want to tell the whole story. But the news went through the neighborhood. Now I ain't talking about the news, or, you know, like the Daily News or the news on the radio and nothing like that. Word on the street traveled through our people. Is just about a block and a half away that he got murdered, going in one direction, and about another block and a half going in the opposite direction is where he lived. And he put word out that, yeah, I killed him, and he's a good guy. He wasn't into nothing. That don't sound good, but I had to have faith to deal with that. my wife, my two daughters. They said, Dad, hon, I know you're going to do something about that. No. Your history, you, who you are, you got to go do something about that. And as I've explained before, when I explain them what I have to do, they said, that's okay. But I told them I have to start in the masjid. I'd have to call people in the masjid that messed up in the masjid, call them to the masjid and kill every one of them in the masjid. That's why we got to have faith, because when you start going off the hook, I was just trying to show them, if I make this thing personal, and somebody could say, yeah, somebody could say, well, it is personal. It was your son. No. My son belonged to Allah just like I do. And he set a date, a time for everything. And the date and the time might have been just to see how I would handle it. My son belonged to my Lord more than he belonged to me. I could say he was alone to me, and I can accept that. And I don't mean it in a bad way. It hurt me. I felt that. But I had to keep my thinking cap on. What would Allah want me to do? But like I said, if I was going to make it personal, like I got something to do with him living and dying, and I was going to go to the masjid first and call every knucklehead that I had a problem with in and kill until there was no more killing to do in that body of people. Then I was going to come down, and I had to explain it to them that way. My two daughters and my wife stood there and listened to me like I was a crazy man. And I told them, and after that, then I'll come down to 30th Street, and I'll go from Girard to Jefferson, maybe Oxford, one block away for those who know Philadelphia. And then I'll go down Oxford, if I was going to stop at Oxford, to 29th and come back up 29th back to Girard, and then go up the side of Girard and go through every street between those streets, which is easy, about 6 to 8 blocks, I guess, mixed up in their side streets and everything, at least 6 or 7, 8 of them. And I would kill everything that looked like they knew him. And I asked him, is that what you want me to do? And he said, no. My wife said, no, hon. My daughter said, no, Dad, stay here. Don't go out. Don't do anything. In other words, when you're going off the chain and you think you control something, ain't no telling when you'll stop. Every time you get angry, you think about your son, what's missing, your father, your mother, whatever, and you want to hurt somebody. No, they belong to Allah. And when Allah calls them, however he calls them, choice, but it's something in the message for us. When I did the janazah, I explained to the men, this is talking to us, not to go out there and hurt somebody because of my son, but it's telling us something is getting ready to happen, and we better watch out for it. And I don't mean, I'm not talking like a prophet. If that was the first case of cancer, God is telling man, you better do something about this. If we see something wrong that's a problem, God is telling us, have faith in me and do something about this. And do the right thing, because the wrong thing can harm everybody. If I go off the deep end, I was trying to show my family, trying to get revenge for my son, I got to kill a lot of people, because if I'm going to make it personal, I might as well handle every personal problem I had. So we was able to settle that right there in the apartment where we live, that Allah is the chooser or makes the choice for all affairs. So it starts with Allah. We don't have a community right now that we can call our own as the model community, because we broke up before it was made. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad started it. The Nation of Islam was a model body of people across the nation. We didn't build the community that the Imam was talking about, but it was as near as it could get from what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was giving us. So there's things that we could see that we did that had reasons and could prove in those reasons we had faith. Emotions, dealing with some emotional situation as close as dear it may be to us, that's not a proof of faith if you react to it through emotions. That might be closer to a proof you didn't have faith. So we have to have, to build, we have to first have faith in God. And God tells us, work together as one. We did that in the nation. We built things across the nation and was proud to be one. And when those of us who made the convention every year, February 25th, Savior Day, we saw the proofs that we were growing, that we had strength, that we looked good, that we talked well, that there was a lot of trust in that. And then when we came to the imam, which we should have been stepping a little higher and a little further, a few of our leaders left. We shouldn't make them targets. I'm not saying it for that reason. But once the divide start, the breakup start, we have to settle that. Because without settling that, we get into the emotions of separating from one another. When I like this one more than I like that one. This ain't what we, this is not what the Islam is about. As a matter of fact, it's not even about a like. It's a love. It's a love we have for Allah. And a love Allah gives back. And it ain't conditional. Allah loves his creation, period. And he made his creation, especially man, to benefit now and later. He don't get nothing out of it. I mean, when I say he, I'm using that term, but it's not like a man. Oh, look at what I did. Ooh, no, that ain't God. He don't get no feeling from it at all. It does nothing for him. Sometimes, somewhere along the line, if not already, someone will try to imagine, why did Allah create us? What did he get out of? We ain't big enough to do that. All us together are not big enough to find out why did Allah make us and make this creation as he did. So I'm going to scientifically put up something that might sound strong. I'd like to stay safe and recognize that Allah didn't need none of us. Whatever his reason for doing it was his reasons. But it wasn't anything to deal with what we think he's dealing with. Let us take a PSA.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks.
Assalamu alaikum, AM360. This is Nate Muhammad. I'd like to read from the Quran, Surah 35, verse 8 to 11. Okay, let me see. Is he then to whom the evil of his conduct is made alerting so that he look upon it as good? Equal to one who is rightly guided, for Allah leads to stray whom he will and guide whom he will. So let not thy soul go out in vainly, citing after them, for Allah knows well all that they do. It is Allah who sent forth the wind so that they raise up the clouds to the land that is dead and revive the earth therewith after its death. Even so will be the re-resurrection. If any do seek for glory, the power to Allah belongs all glory and power to him. Mount up, all words of purity. It is he who exalts each deed of righteousness. Those that they plot of evil, for them is a penalty terrible, and the plotting of such will be avoided. Will be bored of results. And Allah did create you from dust, then from a sperm drop, then made you in pairs. And no female conceived or laid down her load but with his knowledge. Nor is a man long lived granted length of days. Nor is a part cut off from his life. But it is the decree ordained all that is easy for Allah. Surely Allah speaks the truth.
Thank you, Nate. Assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. And I'd like to continue. The topic I'm building off of is what do it take to build? So my second piece that I would say, once we come to the knowledge that we have to have faith first, we have to have faith. And that faith belongs in God, but there are some that has faith or their faith is growing and they're too young to know. A baby, he comes forth, he has faith. He comes out, she, either one, come out, learning the world they're coming in. Never been there before. Came out of a dark womb. No movement. That child didn't know that it could move or stretch his legs or stretch his arms or open his mouth and holler and hear sound and see things, smell things. No. Through the faith-building process, that child comes out following guidance that's given to us. Now, we may say, well, how is that possible? If you were God, you'd know. We just have to believe. I don't know. He did it, though. How is it possible, me? I'm talking about me now. How is it possible that my skin, my little brown-looking, ashy skin, wrinkled in places, how is it holding in bones, veins, cells, blood, fat, everything that I need to exist, brains, eyes, sound, this voice that you hear. It's coming from the inside of me, not outside. I didn't touch, you haven't either touched something on the side to make your voices heard. And even though man has created that, and when we can't speak, we got these type microphones to make it so we can speak louder. And I ain't talking about just the ones with entertainment. I'm talking about going way back when a person had a problem hearing, they built some kind of horn to put up near his ear so people can holler in it and he can hear. Or he had one that was similar to a horn and he hollered through it. Even children learned to roll up paper watching some older child.
Mm-hmm.
Roll up paper and holler through that. This Lord of ours, this God of ours, Allah, creator of everything, has put us together in a way we work on it, the doctors. And we have to give credit to them. They can find something wrong with us, and if their heart is right in the right place, they find something that's wrong with us, ailing us. They try to scientifically find out what's wrong, not only what's wrong with you, if it happened. They know by now,
2023, they've been new, but they know definitely by now. If it bother one of us, the same problem can come up and bother a bunch of us. COVID is not new. Some of our brothers and sisters across the world, not just in Americans, will say the scientists, the doctors, and you might be right. They might be spreading some. But once it hit, what you going to do? I ain't gonna take nothing. I ain't gonna put no mask on. I don't believe in it. And just, see, you know what makes me believe in things? No one controls life and death but Allah.
Mm-hmm.
When I seen they was dying over across the waters, and all of a sudden it spread here in 2020, I watched that. And after I seen a number of deaths, I said, no, this is God's doing. This is not man's doing. Man might be the one that put it out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
But this is God's doing. See, God is the only entity that controls life and death. You and I can't control the life and death of our own selves. We can. You may try. Let the right thing hit you and see if you don't hit the floor. You know what I mean? I got a bullet in my back, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Was shot and hit the floor. And the person who shot me stood over me and told me to get up or I'm going to kill you. I said, you might as well do it then because I can't get up. I wasn't pleading with him. Do it if that's what you want to do because I can't get up. And all of a sudden I noticed my head was bobbing. And when I kind of turned it to the right, I could see him jumping up and down on my back. I realized I was paralyzed. Had my head not bobbed, and especially had I not turned around and seen him going up and down, I wouldn't even do it. This is you know, they say this is a thing that Jack built. No, this is something that Allah built. So it's like that. I didn't panic. After he realized it, I said, well, you're just going to have to drag me out because I can't get up. And he did drag me out and up and threw me in the car. And went on from there. What am I seeing in that? Something special about me? No. That's something special about God. What he lets the human being see of himself or of others. When I say himself, he let me see something of myself, how frail I was. I felt after I was put in the car, I ain't going to die. God wants me to see something. Allah wants me to see something. Got around the corner with a person driving that couldn't drive. But that's all I had in the car. And the gas got to pull in the gas station, and I told the people I'd been shot, call the ambulance. Next thing you know, I'm in the hospital. And I'm not trying to give you my story. I'm just saying things happen to us to tell us God is God by himself. He made this body. I could have died right then. Or other times, in Vietnam, whatever. But I'm still here. May go tonight. Who knows? Allah is the best knower. But I have to have faith that if I wake up, I'm supposed to do something about building something for myself. And when it comes to myself, it don't end with me. It ends with my family. But it don't end there because it ends with the larger family. Allah wants the individuals to come as groups and droves and crowds, building together. Being a character that fits the title that it says, the mercy to humanity. That's for all of us. Allah says to Muhammad the prophet, tell them, you are just like them. In other words, I ain't nothing special. That prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, was told by God himself, Allah himself. Let them know you ain't no special than them. And they only could do what they're doing. The rest of us would be lost. Allah is telling us that every man is made the same way. And if he stand up for what's right, he'll be an example. So Allah says to us, in him, stop wearing clothes that look like somebody else. Become yourself. Imam Muhammad told us years ago, make your own clothes. Do your own fashion. In other words, create your own business. That's what he's telling us. Create your own style. Be upright. Be righteous. And people will follow you. Now, lead them right. Take them to God. Don't take them to yourself. Don't become a big head and think that God means we're supposed to take it all in a way to make people follow us. No, they follow the lead of what Allah gives us in the Quran, what he gives us in the creation, things that we see that we can learn from. And as I stated earlier, we have so much put into these bodies of ours. And we don't know. Yeah, the doctors, some of the doctors, not all of them, some of the doctors are looking into the body of man and they're learning something every time they look. And I don't know. I ain't going to say no doctors do it, but I don't hear a lot of doctors give praise to God of what they've learned.
Right.
I don't hear it. So they may take the credit themselves. They may think they just fell upon something and they're bright and they see it. And that's the problem with humanity. Humanity has to be humble and recognize what we learn because there is a creator that wants every one of us to learn something. Do we all got to learn the same thing? There's so much in the creation, we don't all need to know the same thing. If you just look at your body, you got limbs, ears, eyes. You can even see mouth. You got one mouth, but you got an upper part and a lower part. And more than two, three things in your mouth. You got two nostrils, two eyes, two ears, two arms, two hands, two shoulders, two hips, two knees, two thighs, two, you look at your own body. You know we got these things. A design from Allah that shows building. Establishing something. No, we didn't do it. He did it. Our makeup is complete. There's sometimes some that's born with some kind of infection, some kind of disease that they may not be able to walk like the regular person, may not be able to see, may not be able to talk, whatever the case may be. But as a majority, this human being is a perfect model to get the job done and can analyze from time through time. Muhammad the Prophet said, prayers and peace be upon him. They'll become, they're saying it to Omar, Abu Bakr, Ali, all of his people. There'll be a time when there'll be people will hear, not see me, but hear what I told you. And they will do more with it than you. The companions wanted to be in the time we're living in now that he was speaking of. How are they going to do more? How are they going to do more than us? Some of them said. And we right here with you. We see you. You wasn't getting the people of that time. They wasn't getting what the prophet, prayers and peace be upon them, was giving them. They was getting what Allah gave to the prophet for the whole of humanity. We can't mix this thing up. Things the way they're supposed to be, we can build. We have to have the same faith other people have, that Allah, God, has given us something, just like he's given everybody else. We think the Arabs are the holy people. Mm-hmm. They're not.
That's right.
Then they run the prophet out of the area. Then they chase his membership to Abyssinia. The killer, and it was a Christian leader there,
mm-hmm.
that saved the Muslims. Told after they heard the story of Jesus from the Quran, told the Arabs that chased them there, it's best for you, in kind words, it's best for you to go it on back, because we ain't releasing nothing to you, and we ain't letting you take nothing from us. Best to go it on back to your home. We are the same people. But we have a habit, coming out of slavery, to think really everybody else is superior to us. We got to kill that. That's another piece that stop us from building together. Somebody can come between. No, don't hate nobody. Don't hate the Caucasian because he's a Caucasian. Don't even hate him because his forefathers made us slaves. The type of slaves we were made was God's doing. That wasn't man doing, as I say to many people throughout weeks and months of time. If I take you, any one of you that's listening, and take you from your natural living area and put you somewhere you don't know where you at, you can't get out. You can't feed yourself. You can't give yourself a drink of water. You just locked up in a place. I can make you my slave. Long as I can keep you in captivity, I can make you my slave. You know where you're at. If you get out, you want to know, man, I'm from Detroit. I need to find out how to get back to Detroit or New York or wherever. You wouldn't know how to do that. What happened to us, our foreparents, that wasn't man's doing. That was Allah's doing. That body of people was erased of who they were. The Quakers came and got the Christians from among them and made them free. The majority of what was left was Muslim. Black in skin, but Muslim. Followers of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. But put in a state that they couldn't get free to even keep a family together. The man of that time, the white man of that time, made sure that our families didn't work. They'd come in, if they had us on the slave property, the compound, and you had a hut, a shed or anything that you, yeah, shack, as Nate said, you had any of them, and you was in there with your slave wife, and they wanted to have her, their way with her, they come and tell you to step out while they enjoy her. As a slave, you couldn't do nothing. There's guns there, and wasn't enough blacks want to stand up and kill the few that was there. I'd have been, if I was dead with the attitude I have, I'd have been dead early, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, couldn't stand that. You know what I mean? In other words, if I can find a way, you let me out in the field, I'll find something. If I got to find a rock and throw it. You know what I mean? Anything. That's right.
About it too.
Yeah, we it's something that we most of us wouldn't have took. But we had to come through that time. Allah allowed us to come through that time for a reason, to be erased as a people. No, we're still walking around. We were the slave people. We were the people to look down at and do what you want to them. And don't nobody teach them how to read or write. These things was put on us. And I'm not saying it for us to have any anger to Caucasians. I said God did this. Let us be erased. He said to the world in the Quran, if you don't do what you're supposed to be with it, I'll take it from you and give it to another. Another what? Another people. In us was created another people. Erased of where we came from. Erased of even knowing each other, knowing your own child, because they took and put them on another plantation. So years go by, hundreds of years, a lot of stuff was erased. This ain't things to be erased when a year go by, a month go by for some people. But hundreds of years? So, and again, this is not to get mad at anybody. This is just to know the truth is that for a reason, and the entity that we should see that had the reason is Allah. Allah was making another people to get in the front. Not just to get in the front just to be the leaders, but to be the example. Tell them, Muhammad, I am just like you. So we get a chance to live the life after losing the life that we become, also known as the mercy to humanity. Why is it a mercy? Allah gave that title to those who lived what he wanted them to live, that humanity can save themselves by practicing the same thing. We practice being Muslim. We're not to practice being Arabs or some other people, even Africans. We look like them. We came from them. But didn't we all come from Adam? Why we got to stop off at a train station somewhere and say, this is us? No, we came from the same soul, same spirit, same body that every human being came from, Adam. And as that grows, we have a duty. We have a job. And I want to say at this time, anyone who has a question, statement, suggestion, please touch the one on your phone, and it would allow us to see your hand go up. And I or someone else looking at the board from somewhere else, the team that handles AM 360, will see it, and we'll bring you in to ask your question or make your statement. So as we move along, we have to know, what does it take to build? So number one, again, faith in Allah. Allah does not want us to be somebody else. Follow the example of Muhammad the Prophet. Strengthen your faith first, but be yourself. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it in this way, up you mighty nation, accomplish what you will. He said, be somebody else. Be yourself. What is yourself? Yourself is a righteous Muslim. What's a Muslim? You put the M, if you're using letters, taking away the vowels, M, when you put the U in there, if you get the Mus sound, Muslim. Be yourself, a righteous Muslim. What is a righteous Muslim? The one who submits himself to God. Christians, if they understand it, they Muslims. Christian don't mean that. The closest you can get to a title that represents Christian is one that is Christ-like. I think that's what they call themselves meaning it years ago, Christ-like. And where how Christ was, they want to be like him, which is nothing wrong with that. But it's more complete when they recognize that Christ was a Muslim, submitting his will to Allah, submitting his will to God. No, he's not God. Submitting his will to God. When the question was asked, I'm the one that was sent. I ain't the sender. No, what you think of me? No, that's not me. I'm a man just like you. Our example put people back on target to get what Allah wants us all to get. There's no fight for that. But our Muslim, Jewish, people of faith, at the least, those three bodies, fall under the Abrahamic faith. One body serving God. And there are some who, you know, they, I ain't going to be no Muslim. You is a Muslim if you submit to God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you saying that someone is God-like, you left submitting your will to God, because God says, and even in, as a young man reading the Bible, says, make no image, graven images of me, and make no partners for me. That's still in the Bible. So when we live the life that shows submission to God, they have to have a chance also to compare. But meanwhile, we have to build a community that shines. And I ain't talking about shine like the sun shining off a beam, but shine in the sense that make people think. Man, and we done it before in the Nation of Islam. We had admirers from all faiths of what we look like, what we lived as. And we have to believe that's where it starts, in there, but that's where it starts. And we have to know that we have to work on things to see ourselves in faith doing what needs to be done. We're going to take another PSA. And don't forget, when we come back, if you need to say something, would like to say something, touch the one on your phone.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and Instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitzer as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-hosts Jane Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economic for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us, am360.org, panel, Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Make them a smile once again. Nate, thank you. Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry, do for self. So I want to continue. When we look at the society that we're living in today, again, 2023. Now, there are politicians talking about 2024. Muslims, for some reason, well, with us, let's go back. Let's go back to a little history. With the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us a certain thing that we don't need to do because we're not ready for that. Polygyny was not just Muslim for many years. Many African people had more than one wife and didn't necessarily consider themselves Muslims. But it is a call from God. And I'm not pushing polygyny right now. I'm just giving a picture of something. The Nation of Islam, also through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, said, we're not getting into politics right now. We weren't ready. Think about this. 1930, when the assignment was given to him by master teacher Farad Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with both of them, he said, we're not getting into politics because we're not ready. What does that mean? The majority of the African American and too many of even the whites during those years couldn't read, couldn't write, couldn't lead. And we were still suffering at the hands of slavery. There was a lot of things that need to be taught to us. We didn't see the world from the eyes of leaders. I'm not saying none of us, but as a majority, we didn't see it. But when you think about the Reconstruction, as a youngster,
when I saw that picture and saw black people in leadership, I wondered how. How did they come out of slavery being fought against for if they got caught reading anything? You know, we know Frederick Douglass had slave masters that were kind of kind and helped him read. You look at Du Bois. You look at Booker T. Washington. You look at a number of people. God bless them to learn to read and to be those able to implement some thought of being better. Coming out of slavery. When he said we wasn't ready, the majority of the African-American people at that time, especially those who were just coming out of slavery, couldn't read, couldn't write. He wasn't saying necessarily that we'll never be able to. He said we're not ready yet. So there's a thought in there that changed one day, but we didn't get that change until he said one was coming after him to give us the information different from what he had. If we remember those stories, Theology Time and a little before and a little after. He said, I taught you from the poison book. And we know that he was calling the poison book the Bible. He said, but the one coming after me, he will bring you face to face with God. Face to face with God. He said early on in the lessons, Honorable Elijah Muhammad I'm talking on, that Master Farad Muhammad, when you look at that picture, when he returned, he won't look like that. You think he's talking about Master Farad or God? He's saying God is not going to look like that. He's telling us that God is not a man. The Farad, there's pictures up here at the museum here in Philadelphia with Master Farad, Teacher Farad, Dr. Farad, sitting at the masjid across the street from Philadelphia Masjid, sitting in the crowd in the audience,
mm-hmm.
on the front row, but sitting with the audience. At that time, it was called the International Brotherhood, that masjid. He went around places teaching. I believe it was Imam Fahim Shuaib, I believe. I could have it wrong. Got to know him and his son personally. I met his son. Myself, Imam Suchuddin here in Philadelphia, and my son that was murdered. We took pictures of them together. Dr. Farad's son. I don't have babies like that. So he was telling us something, but he gave us something that separated us from a white Jesus. But he gave us a message that was from the Quran. And there's no message in the Quran that can give us a man as God. So we're able now to look into politics and to many other things that will actually improve America. We got brothers today in Philadelphia, one particular one. I haven't seen him yet, but I hope to see him. He's an imam. To let them know, congratulations, and it's about time. For years, they fought the nation. It was not physically. They wasn't nobody going to do that. But they fought us for years, saying not to be a part of the government. Well, when will our children grow to be the leaders if we don't get involved? So this one brother, he's now running for city council. Pray Allah he's successful. But more important, I pray Allah that he's intelligent enough to hold a position, because he was, in many ways, he's one of the brothers that come from the family of Muslims who like to call people kufars and kafirs and all that stuff. Now get that stuff out your head. Allah says, we should not call the names of people because we don't know if Allah has called them to believe. We can't see in nobody's heart. But they fought us, not physically, again, I got to say, on the idea of being leaders in America. They like leadership from outside of America that could tell us we're nothing, tell us how to think. Have an imam talk that was written by somebody else. Why the imam can't talk from himself? No, we're free to serve Allah and think. And in thinking, we'll find our way. Our way is to unite and build, not destroy America. America is our country. I used to tell the imam that said America is not our country. Well, let us get some ships. This was years ago, more than 20 years ago. Let's get some ships and jump on them and try to get back to Africa and see won't they put a wall up. I didn't even know nothing much about walls. Won't they put a wall up in the ocean somewhere to keep us from coming across? No. Why are we so not seeing, being those who don't see, that Allah started with Adam and his wife and then spread people all over the world? Our getting in America might have been different in slavery type situation, but nonetheless, we were brought to a new world and can become, are, need to be the leaders of this society. People stand up and do better because nobody want to be less than what was the Negro. We have to see that. We have to believe that. Don't just do it for that reason. Have faith in God, Allah, knowing that he put us here for a reason. That's the number one reason, as I started. Have faith in Allah. Trust Allah. We're not just here to be somebody's servant. Serve, yes, but serve Allah. And in the service, let our action, our character, show a better person. Shame and arrest that you had all the top positions. Just look at the White House. Look at what they're talking about on news. If you don't watch news, just bite your tongue for a day or two and just watch some news on Washington. They talking about Trump may turn himself in, have to turn himself in, get locked up today, I think it was. But I would like to see that, to see it with my eyes. But I'd like to see him locked up. The man's a cheater. He's a liar. Think about this. We living in a society, we Muslims. We want to follow Allah. We want to do the right things. But we won't stand up and be willing to lead in the world that we live in when the leaders are more prone to get more corrupt as we get older. You never heard that lies have been in the leadership for a long time, this government. But you never heard so many lies come across the table as we do today. And people can't choose that this man is a liar. He's done the wrong. Even when he was talking on that bus before he was voted in and how he treated people. How did he get selected as a president? But he got selected. Now they're talking about, because the Democrats are talking about this hush money, it may bring more Republicans out to support him. Republicans want liars? Then none of us should be a Republican unless we change in the Republican Party to become truthful people, starting with putting more of us in there that won't stand with them. But we did have a lot of African Americans standing up saying they was with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Still is, yeah. He could tell lies. He could do all the wrong things. And no, my father didn't teach me that way. Matter of fact, I don't know a liar that I've ever went along with. None of them could scare me. I ain't. What for? If the man is a liar, a thief from the start, what can he teach me? What can he teach you? I know you're a liar, and I'm going to hang with you? No, I can't do it. You know what I mean? It would be wrong. I'm not even saying from the side of knowing God, having faith in God. It'd be wrong from my own character. Somebody threatened to take your life on the spot, you may have to lie to get out of it. That's different. But when you see somebody just lie, in this Caucasian society, saying they want him in charge anyway, we need to quickly put somebody in place just because they don't lie, regardless of their race. But we need to get to the point where we're putting our people in place and leading the country in a way to be the mercy to humanity. Muslims, we have to be involved. We have to have faith, as I said. But we have to come together as one, standing for what is right, standing for what is true, for everybody, not just for Muslims. And not just for African Americans, descendants of slaves. Even though they have not treated us right as a people, we have to be those who call on everyone to do what's right. And if the best way that we know to do it, which it is the best way, is by our coming together, uniting and doing what's right, because it'll show them. That old saying, show and tell. It'll show them. This is how you do it. You live right. You help each other. You work for the right thing. You don't do things that actually throw people away. No, you do things to build people up. When you do that, you win. There's no loss in that. We're going to take another PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Iman Wali Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts, James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org. And 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share community at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit AM360.org, Parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. All right.
Once again, Nate, thank you. Once again, this is Iman Wally Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. So as I was saying, we got to see ourselves taking positions in this society to improve the society. There's a lot of good people in government, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see that this confusion is that we want liars in front of us, no. We know you're a liar, you don't belong in front of us. Get in the back. If you're a comedian and you're telling jokes and that's what's making you look like you're a liar, stop telling them kind of jokes because it looks too real. But when it comes to those offices, those positions, we need to teach our youngsters something about leading the world, offices. Those things need to be seen by each of us in a way to make sure when we put somebody in office, we're not just putting somebody in. We're putting somebody in that can handle the business properly. This is no longer, America is no longer a white America. If it is to you, you're not looking at it good. It is no longer a Christian America. It is an America of people of variance in colors and the people of various religion, faiths. So it's no longer dominated as if a slave master has it. No. And our children should grow up to know how to lead this country also, how to have integrity, how to recognize when something is really bad for us, something that we don't need. We have to build, as I've mentioned over the last at least month or two, couple months at least. We're talking about doing the model community, not talking about the model community, talking about building it, establishing it. Matter of fact, we'd like to be breaking ground somewhere before we get out of 2023, but if it's not broke by then, we should have the picture of what we want to establish and be able to start it no later than 2024. Everybody should have goals for 2024. If a man want to run for president again, we should make sure he don't get in. We want every African-American that we know, Muslim, Christian, Jew, whatever, atheist, to be registered to vote. If it's 18, 19 years old, have them from there, male and female, and knowing and understanding what we're voting for to make sure that that doesn't happen. We should have many that will take the seat of leadership in the counties in which they live, the cities that they live in, that can do a better job than maybe the ones that sit in the seat. America is our country. Not because I said it. Allah gave us the country. Ain't all of us here? If all of us are here, and the Arabs got somewhere else, and the Mexicans got somewhere else, they can travel here too, but if we all in these different places, that's God gave us those things.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of the race, regardless how many are men, how many are women. And we have to live in it like we appreciate it. We don't do the secondhand thing no more. Wait till somebody tastes it, lick all over it, and then they can pass it to us and ask us, do we want some? No. We want to break the case open. Now, in fact, we want to create the cases of things that's being sold, the model community. We're going to be reaching to do a Zoom before or no later than July of this year. You might say, why can't we do it right now? We can. But we want people, numbers involved. We need them from the architectural family, architects and engineers. If we're building a model community, how many how many acres would this model community set on? Will the first one be a
very huge one or small one. That's a decision we got to make. So we need realtors. We need people who can do appraisals and check land to see and make sure that the land is healthy to build upon and secure to build upon. We need those kind of minds discussing it. Not just them. We got a list of people that we need in there. There's some brothers and sisters in places, they own land. They own hundreds of acres of land, maybe even thousands. Maybe we'll purchase some of that land in a decision to make it happen. But either way, we need to begin talking about it. And again, as I first suggested, it's not an idea of mine. It's not an idea of yours. The man gave the information or the thought to us to build the model community. So we can build it, but we need to stop just talking about it. That's my point. And the way we build, we have to have those people who are skilled in what they're skilled in, not everybody with the same skill, but what they're skilled in to make the model community necessary. What should a model community look like? It should have educational facilities. It should have religious facilities. It should have businesses of all types, not just food. Not just suites, all types, auto sales, auto repairs, not just cars, trucks, etc. Fueling stations, whether they're electric, gas, whether they're able to change oil directly in those stations, or there are certain businesses that come in and that's what they major in. Vegetables and meats and everything should be the easy part. We have to say in our community there are food deserts. So we have to create our own supermarkets. Honorable Elijah Muhammad used the name, I think it was your market or ours, one of yours. I think Leon Sullivan here in Philadelphia used ours, our market. But I believe the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used yours. So we may have to take that name back and use it as our handle. But we have to do it. We got youngsters and old timers making cars, male and female, making all kind of technical equipment. We need land that will put some industry in the area that does major work such as that. Not just selling food, but everything that is needed. Who said we can't create it? No, we can create it. We have to look at what we need as a model community, every one of us. Somebody is seeing something that the majority of us are not seeing. We need that. They come up and we say, oh, man, didn't even think about that. Everybody's saying or speaking to it is necessary. Nobody can be shut out. What does the model community look like to you? Ask yourself today, tonight, tomorrow, and write some stuff down. If you had say in putting it together, what would it look like to you? What would you, and you may only can add one thing, but there's millions of us. There's millions of us, literally, in America. You can open up a book and see a model community. But everything that it takes for us to exist, we need it. And we need to produce it for ourselves. Can we get anything from somebody else? Yes. What we can't create ourselves, yes, we can do it. But if we got a brick mason producer, not mason producer, if we have someone that produces bricks, we don't have to buy our bricks from Caucasians. Let us make our people wealthy, especially if they're Muslim too. And don't mean we won't buy from somebody else. But if we got somebody that has a a manufacturing plant for making the goods that we need, that's what we should build up first. What do a model community look like? A community that supports itself, that has no problem with supporting itself. Once again, I'd like to say, if there's anyone that has a question, a statement, push one on your phone, and we'll bring you in. Our issues will disappear if we become a people that produce for ourselves. That's what we have to look at. See a caller, 727-741. Your mic is open. You can speak.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila calling.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Martha Naila.
How are you doing this evening? I can tell how you're doing, man. Praise the Almighty God. Yes, and I'm going to go ahead and say Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes, Ramadan Mubarak.
And as you were speaking, I know we haven't connected completely, you and I, for the purpose of what you're sharing, because definitely on the platform, as you're sharing about the need, model community, and the contribution that anyone all can make who are conscious of the effort.
Yes.
I like to really support, we'd like to, forgive me, CWSC,
yes,
in your efforts to, because we want to promote the July that date, whatever that is, that you would conduct a gathering of the flock. But
yes,
however you term, we definitely want to be at the forefront, as you know, as your the halal industries, and then your connection with CWSC as director of think tank, and that's exactly what that will be, coming out with plans, efforts of how it will be done, and then the contributors as they flow in, inshallah. We were,
yes,
recently, I think you are aware that CWSC made the trip to AM360 as well as Sister Clara Muhammad School, National Alumni Association, and Muslim Journal to Barbados,
right,
and on further islands for the purpose of preparing, is it like preparing the way, Imam, opening the door for the communication, mm-hmm, for further connections, such as, which includes economics.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Inshallah, from those efforts, we want to definitely keep strengthening our bond every step,
mm-hmm,
that we take. So, alhamdulillah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you, and that's what it's about. Everyone coming with their ways and means or their ideas, and then,
yes,
and making that stand,
yes,
as,
yes,
a part of the whole. So that's what you're doing now. Everyone who's listening, definitely take heart and heed to what Imam Wali Ayub Bilal is saying, and his co-host, definitely. So we look forward to that connection and communication and collaboration, Imam. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much, Sister Martha. And you can touch your one so your hand will go down, and that way if you want to get back on, I'll see and bring you back on.
Okay.
You know. Yes, feel free. So
you
just
close
as,
my mic first.
Great, I'm sorry.
So,
say
yeah,
it
close it first. Press one.
Yes. So we'll see ourselves acting community-wide Shura conference to actually be just that, to help with as a think tank and beyond,
mm-hmm,
things. Once Allah please that we're successful in opening up our plant and move to the margin that we want to get, which is selling at least 1 million pounds of beef per week, which it sounds like a lot, but you got companies out there doing that almost every day. So we have something that, as I said to you, Imam Muhammad, is an industry for us, an industry builder. So we want to also put one of the first things out front is a tower. Tower that brings in radio station, TV, the social medias of various types. And we want also, Sister Martha, that you all, Community-Wide Shura Conference, think tank, be the ones to look into that to see what is needed to have that, because myself, yes, I'd like to make the money and help put the money in places, but I do believe you all would be the ideal people to actually show us how, or show us what's needed. God willing, we'll get the money to pay for it, but show us what's needed to actually reach around, not just America, but reach around the world, America first, but reach around the world, speaking to people, spreading the news, whatever we want to talk about, whatever we want to share, and many other areas that a think tank is necessary. We pray that you all will be there for it. And like I say, our specialty, we want to find the way to move money across the country, across the world, but move money that is made in a halal way to put us, empower us with things that we need to communicate and have our voices heard, have leadership rise in America and beyond. We can't look at this as just we doing something. For instance, I'm here in Philly, just here in Philly. No, we have, by Allah's permission, between both the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam W.D. Muhammad, we have been displayed before the world. And we may have been empty-handed to do all the things we need, but if it pleases Allah, our hands will be filled going forward. So, yes, we honor the statement that you made that Community-Wide Shore Conference and AM360 will be there. And I'm grateful that we all are working together, and we're working our places and count on everyone to do their share, and their share will help build the model community. But like I say, we want to get away from just talking about it. We've been talking about it ever since the man was here and passed. Today, we want to fall in love with each other again as a community, all of us. Fall in love with each other. Take the time. Love, and I ain't talking about no crazy love. I'm talking about love working with each other again. You know what I mean? You stay with your husband and your wife. Do that the proper way. But the love that we had as a community, especially in the Nation of Islam, our brother, Minister Farrakhan, like to see him stand up and do things, because he may not know it, he should know it. But me being one of the imams around Imam Muhammad and knowing Minister Farrakhan from coming and visiting Philadelphia and secured him back then, when he left the community, no, we didn't need him, if we want to say it that way. But it affected many that stepped off. And when they stepped off, they dropped the unity that we once had. And we have effect on each other. Our best effect is unity, showing the love we have for each other, and in that love, building. So this is not to take anything away from our beloved brother, Mr. Farrakhan, but it is, you know, I come from a big family, and we ain't got no shame in correcting each other, because we love each other. And we have a family that actually, in this city, Philadelphia particularly, had a strong name, still do. But that strong name was because we could correct each other and nobody could divide us. That's what we had to have once again in our community life. Nothing comes between us. If we got a problem, we got a beef, do what Allah say, take it to somebody, talk. He's talking about husband and wife, but he's also talking about brother to brother or sister to sister. Take it to them. Don't battle. Don't begrudge each other. We got something to build. We are today's mercy to humanity, but you can't display it until you work together and build. Our definition in life, the way we live, have shamed people who felt they had power. But we've allowed ourselves from time to time to drop our status and serve somebody else. Today, many of us want to serve the Arab. Allah know how to teach each one of us Islam. Try it on like that. Allah knows how to teach each of us Islam. He said, look at Muhammad. Look at what's in him, his character, and melt more than as much, I should say, but more than the character is the message of the Quran. So we need the message that God gives to all of us, the Quran. Our Christian brothers and sisters, you need to read the Quran. Be ashamed to read the Quran. I know the Bible. I won't stand up and wrestle with a Christian about a Bible. I ain't going to wrestle with a Muslim about the Quran. But I live them. And in living them, you, if it pleases God, if I slip, you'll find me tell you, that's me slip. That ain't from the book. That ain't from God's word, if I'm slipping. But as a collective, we have to identify that God don't make no mistakes. We got Islam in America today. That ain't no mistake. We've shown the world how to live Islam in America. That is not a mistake. No matter how many people want to say they didn't care for us, they making the mistake. Because there's nothing in Islam that tell us to disunite with one Muslim because he ain't in your household. But they live down on Broad Street, so we don't want to be with them. Because we down on Front Street or we on 30th Street, whatever the case may be. No. That stuff is Shaitan's whisper. We want to see whispering among ourselves. See if you dislike another Muslim because they ain't with you. No. If you're going to dislike some, dislike the devil. And know that it's the devil's work. You know what I mean? I can't dislike no Muslims. Muslims I ain't seen. I love the brothers overseas. I ain't seen all of them. I don't love them more than I love my brother that's next to me. I can't posit that would be incomplete in my heart. To love way overseas with people I don't know more than I love the ones that I'm with. That's a song, ain't it? Love the one you with. So we have to see that. Something affected us as if I could use the term, as Negroes. And that affected us to such a way that we don't believe nobody among us, ice can get cold, so we got to always get ice from somebody else. Looking at the same thing. Just try to love each other. Somebody has dropped guns in our neighborhood among our youth. We can go back to the Godfather movie. It happened way before the Godfather movie, but we can go back there. It says, put it in the darkies neighborhood. Let them kill each other. They're animals anyway. I don't think every Caucasian think like that. But they had enough heart to put that in the movie. In a popular movie, Godfather was popular. So that was a message that was clear. And we should look at ourselves. I don't dislike no human being that's walking on earth. I didn't dislike them when I was calling them the devil. Like I've said before, I've seen Caucasians in our neighborhood at night looking a little weak or drunk or whatever. I felt sorry for them. I'd say that devil boy, he better get out of this neighborhood. And he'd still get called the devil. But I wouldn't touch him. I wouldn't hurt him. I wouldn't have to go against him. But I'll never put that which I'm supposed to love behind something else that I should love also. I should love other people also. But I got to love my own. I got to love my family first. Proper love in your family teaches you how to love your neighbor. Your neighbor teaches you how to love people around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
People around the corner teaches you how to love throughout the city. Is there some bad ones around the corner? Yes, some bad ones right in the family. But you got to find out how to work with them so you can work with others. And we got that job to do. Allah has given that job to us in America. That's how we should look at it. This nation of Islam that became the Muslim American society and many other terms, we have to look at it. That's how. Yeah, Say it again, Nate.
World community
of Islam in the West. Yes, we have to look at that. This job has been given to us to unite people, to call our people particularly, but to unite people. And also to show people around the world what they where they fall short. You go to Hajj. Brothers and sisters there hosting the Hajj, not all of them, but they don't like to see something black come through there. They didn't like it when the prophet was there. As soon as we say we're American, oh, you Amriki? Amriki? Oh, yes, brother, welcome, come. No, love everybody, man. And if you see somebody get ready to do something wrong, just say, don't do that. That's not right. Do it matter if a person's trying to do something wrong? Does it matter if they're reading the Quran, the Bible, or nothing? No, just stop them if you can. Sometimes it's best to keep your mouth closed for a minute until you can get a better position to stop somebody from something. But little things, words of mouth, you can say something to that. And I asked them, you treat me nice? Yes, you're Amriki, brother. You're Amriki. Well, what about him? Okay. Well, you know, there's sometimes some from there are bad people. No Arabs are bad? Well, yes, we have bad people too, brother. This was a conversation I had with somebody over in when I went on Hajj. No, we can't let ugly work and be all right with us. And if we ain't got the strength, we need to build up the strength. Just like you go to the gym and build up your muscles, build up your knowledge. Build up our knowledge with what Allah has given us, and we have the strength to correct without argument, without fight, correct most things. And we'll know sometimes, let me leave that one alone and get somebody else to handle that. Our life is about pulling together and being an example and not always winding up on the bottom. Talking about building the model community. And as I've said a number of times, we want to follow the example of the builder of the nation, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He started with one, but he's seen many. He's seen in every state, we got to have at least one. And many states had more than one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you reckon, many cities had more than one. So when you recognize that, they may have been the same number, but it was more than one temple. Philadelphia went all the way up to, I think it was H, right, Nate?
H.
Yeah. 12H. So that's A, B, C, D, E, you know,
yeah,
right on through. Yeah, right on up to H.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sure many of the other states around the country did the same thing. We have to build that love back. We have to we see that the wealth is in halal. See that. And as I said, when I first started in 95 slaughtering and processing meat, there were brothers telling me to get, brother, get with the Arabs, man. The Arabs, man. No. I stuck with something that I seen in the Quran, but my father gave to me as a child. He gave it to me out of the Bible. Moses, strike the rock. There are 12 tribes behind you. When you strike the rock, 12 springs will gush forward. I will know a spring. That means Allah has made it so everybody got something. So why I need to take yours and duplicate yours when he gave me mine? And right now, if every Caucasian in America became Muslim, their halal is not our halal. That spring was their spring. When I was slaughtering, I noticed how the Jewish community worked. You had Jewish community in them. One ran the slaughterhouse. Another one did the processing of steaks and certain things, sausages and stuff like that. Another one did roasts. Another one did chickens and turkey. Another one did lambs and goats. And they didn't cross it. Someone else did hides. And they was able to keep wealth right in the family. It wasn't that many Jews in the area. But wherever they was at, they were able to keep their thing together. For us, it's the same. It seems like it's a lot of us until you start spreading how much money you can spread. Find out we got to go a long way. And if we don't do it the proper way, we will fall short each time. What's the proper way? We got to love each other.
Mm-hmm.
We got to build with each other. If there's a problem, let's talk and find out how can we solve the problem. And if we do that, we have an opportunity that Allah offers us. And in that opportunity, take the saying of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, up you mighty nation, and accomplish what you will. There's more space in America than we see. If one set of streets are so crowded we can't get on it, then let's go find an open area and build new streets. We don't have to be all piled up downtown where downtown is at. Every now and then, some space may open up downtown. But let's build where our people will come. And if our people come, you can rest assured some other people are going to follow behind. We have to believe that is the reality. And if we use it properly, we won't lose. We'll win every time. There won't be no problem. We'll see it. And as we see it, we can work with it. Let's take another PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Speak for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197, all in live. To speak to the host at 515-605-981 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at CWSC. .us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry, do for self. You know the old saying that we had, a wide open field for the wide awake Muslim. That's where we're supposed to always be. More now than we ever been. The world is open. You know, once upon a time, there was a number of us in one section, and the majority of the world didn't know nothing about us. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad first got started, they didn't know nothing about the Nation of Islam. But when we finally got in around 60, we started making a little noise. Part of that was Malcolm and those who the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had working around him. There was others too. Now, but Malcolm, I guess, brought about, and I'm not talking about his death. I'm talking about while he was moving, him and Muhammad Ali, the two faces, that you could take a picture of any part of their face, partial picture, and people would know it around the world. Their popularity as speakers for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Muhammad Ali was not just known for boxing. And in fact, when he really became known for boxing, he was no longer Cassius Clay. He was saying he was Muhammad Ali. These are gifts that Allah gives. We're wearing them or utilizing them, but these are gifts he gives. It's not the time of others right now. It's our time. It's the time that we're to function in that allows people to see, you know, right up close and beyond. And, hey, man, it's time that we wake up and do something. There's nothing that we can't build in this society, even if we have to buy land in another country and make it useful for us right here in Philadelphia, right here in Georgia, right here in California, regardless, somewhere from one end of the coast to the other here in America. I spoke with a brother, and I give credit to Brother Muhammad out of Georgia. He's, in my opinion, you don't like to be called this, but he's the facilitator. He finds people and connect them and speak to them and, you know, suggest and help. He helps. People get together that need to do things. There's some good things that might be coming out of Liberia with the connection that they want to make with us. And I remind the brother as I spoke to him that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, before he died, he changed the structure of the paper. And he put those hands reaching across the earth. That was telling us then, many of us said it back then, tie yourself to those brothers and sisters of yours across the water. I had a good meeting with the brother, and I asked him, what's the main thing in the area that he's in? And he said, one of them is rubber trees. I said, well, who make tires from America? He said, Firestone. I said, well, soon it's going to be us. It's going to be Bilal's. And it don't have to be this Bilal, but meaning Bilalian. Yeah, so wake up. Let us wake up. Let us help each other. Let's love each other. That's what we got to do. Love this faith. Love this religion, this way of life. Love Allah first. No question about it. There's, you know, for me, I'm speaking to a brother today that knew me from some years, and we were just talking, and I was telling him, he asked me, he said, yeah, you're 75 already in the conversation that came. I said, yeah. I said, my father used to read something in the Bible to me. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't about Methuselah, because Methuselah's went to 1,000, but I used to say all the time, I want to live to be 150. And I was telling him, I'm halfway there. I said, but out of all the experience I've had in my life, all of them, I've had heaven all my life. And the majority of us, if we think about it, that's what we have. You look at the worst times of your life, you probably handled it well. Getting out of the worst times. It could have been something you put yourself in or somebody else put you in, but there were lessons in those worst times as there are in the good times. Allah's teaching us all the way. We need each other. We need to be full of love for each other first, no question. Full of love to do better for the humanity. Because Allah says when we love each other, He loves us. He has the angel listen. You pray for somebody, the angel pray for you. So a lot, you know, like I said earlier, you got to be a hell of a person to go to hell. I mean, because he just gives you so much good. He's favoring us all the time. This is our time. I die right now. Surely I would like to see 150, but not just as an old man talking about, well, yeah, I'm 150. I would like that we complete things together. But if I die right now, know for surety, and the majority of us probably could say this, I've had heaven all my life. And I've had some struggles, but I've had heaven all my life. I ain't never sit back and whined about nothing. The area look dirty, clean it up. Look like things out of place, put them back in place. That's what we got to do with the world. This nation of Islam, this Muslim American society in the West, all of this, we have to take out the Bilalians. We have to take that and make it work as a symbol of this 20th century, the 21st century, and right on through. That we give a better world to the humanity going forward. Starting, of course, trying to give it to our own. But others will follow. Others will, and as I've said to many Arabs and others, show me a country of Muslims that can show us today how to get on the right path. I said, none of you can say nothing. I said, I don't have to watch for your hands. You can't say nothing. You can't point to a place overseas. The model will come from here. The model will come from America, and it'll come from the people that were once called the Negro. Allah plans, others plan, but Allah plans. And he's the best of planners. That's right, Nate. He's the best of planners. There was a plan in bringing us here, the waters, on those ships, to become that special kind of slave that would be treated wrong until Islam come to them and they stand up and live it. Well, we have to believe that. That is a reality. We also, I want to say for the next few minutes that we have, which is only anyone that need to come on, please put on and say what you need to say for the few minutes that we have left. Yeah, if you like to. Meanwhile, we're going to let Nate read us some information once again.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Ni'mat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwscus.us. Visit am36.org. Parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God willing, we'll speak to each other next week, Wednesday, 5 to 7. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. May Allah bless us with a successful Ramadan. Ameen.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and Instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as